Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis for Thursday, December 22nd, 2011. It's the Christmas holiday show.
That's right, where we are having some nice wine, Jeffrey, from our...
Let's prove it.
Clink it. There you go.
There you go, Avenue Q.
Avenue Wine Company. That's right. Avenue Q is a great musical, Avenue Wine Company providing us some great wine
2007
here.
2007 Zinfandel.
Jeffrey,
nice.
Episode 7.45, the Week 16 preview show.
Steven, honestly, Weeks 12, 13, 14 felt like a grind to me.
What was it? Was it grinding?
Now,
were you grinding?
Week 16. Oh my God. I'm so pumped.
There's only 2 weeks left.
And there's still 22 teams that could make the playoffs.
That is what is crazy about
the NFL right now.
This
weekend's going to separate the men from the boys.
But this here's the craziness. It's Christmas weekend.
Yeah.
All the games. There's
Saturday.
A game today on Thursday.
Thursday Night Football.
Podcast.
Thank God it's Thursday.
Then every game is Saturday.
10 morning games.
And then there is a Sunday night Christmas football game.
There is a Sunday night
game? Sunday night on Christmas Day.
Oh,
Packers,
right,
Bears.
I thought you meant Saturday night.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, Christmas.
There is no
Christmas
game on
Day.
Saturday night, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Full day of football.
It's actually
and
great
then the night's off.
I've been invited to a really cool Christmas Eve party.
I know. I get my mom that night. Thanks. I'm stopping you full stride there.
All right.
We planned the nicest little Christmas Eve. And then Trisha says, oh, by the way, we're dropping my mom off.
Yeah.
Which is my mom, by the way.
Yeah, your wife said it was cool. So we were like,
all right. What's my wife going to say? I don't want my mother-in-law in my house on Christmas Eve.
I mean, it's an option.
Yeah, that's not what we're going to leave my mom all alone in your house, just crying like a little girl.
I mean, since you are crying about it.
Yeah.
All right. So anyways, and then Packers Bears on Sunday Night Football for Christmas. And then we have
what?
Monday Night Football, where the Atlanta Falcons travel to New Orleans to face the Saints. That's this weekend's schedule. And at the end of this week, Jeffrey, everything will be figured out.
That's not true.
Everything will
That's
be figured
not
out.
True.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Now, I know you don't like when I just interrupt you with the intro. I know that.
Yeah, you can't get the last word
that way. But I guarantee that everything won't be figured out if the New York Giants lose to the Jets. Everything will not be figured out.
But that's what I'm telling you is the New York – wait, what do you mean? What are you talking about?
If the Jets beat the Giants, nothing will be figured out in the NFC
Cowboys
West.
If the Cowboys beat the Eagles, yes. So
if the Giants beat the Jets – misspoke. If the Giants beat the Jets – nothing will be decided until week 17.
But I think we're both taking the Jets. So
yeah,
we're agreeing. It's based on our prediction. Okay.
Based on our predictions. That's different.
Okay. Based on our predictions, everything's going to be taken care
of. I was 8-8 last week, which was good. By the way, it wasn't nearly as good as you, but it was good.
Yeah.
I'm still chasing that damn computer by three games. And Ed, by the way, says he's knocking on my door.
You stopped playing.
I stopped playing everywhere.
On our NFL Rants and Raves
website.
That was week
6.
A long time ago.
And then on ESPN, I stopped playing week 12.
Last week, with an 11-5 record, I was the only one who won. Like all the other weeks, Jeffrey, there were at least two or three people that tied with the same record. Last week, I was the only one on our website who had 11 wins. Nobody had more.
Steven,
everyone had 10 or less.
I looked at every pundit out there.
Yeah.
Nobody had more than 10. Yeah. Nobody. Yeah, and the only person who had 10 was like somebody in last place.
Yeah, and then someone complained.
They were throwing crud against the wall.
Someone complained, how come Steven gets to change his stuff last minute? I'm like, well.
You can't
if
do
you
want, We don't care.
Change them last minute. I'm like, as far as I
have you seen
know,
like all the kickoff shows?
Yeah,
they change it.
They're all like.
They've already got graphics in post-production.
And then they have to change them.
And they just let it run. Sometimes it's too late.
Yes, but I have seen like NFL Network, like they like. They were going to pick someone.
I'm thinking ESPN.
Keyshawn
will change it.
And he changes all the time.
They can't do a damn thing about it. Yeah. They've already got the graphics set, so they don't even use it. Friends, you can change whenever you want as long as it's prior to kickoff.
As long as the game is not kicked off, you can change.
And trust me, I would be better this season if, in fact,
you'd made some more changes.
Well, yeah, because I was not live on the game, and then it goes to kickoff, and I really want to change. But we are so difficult about with each other about the rules. We are very rigid.
You got to post it on Facebook prior
before
to kickoff.
Yes. As long as that foot has not kicked that football, you can do anything you want.
And literally, the last week, the Ravens-Chargers game,
that's what
I was
annoyed
like
me.
4 minutes before they kicked the ball.
That's
off.
What annoyed me is because I did not realize whom I had taken.
I really thought
I had the Chargers, Steven.
Yeah, okay.
I thought I had the Chargers. And so when you call, I called Steven and I said, first of all, I'm not live. And you said, not live. I'm not even watching the game.
Yeah.
And I said, well, if it's a blowout, I think we should do a show tonight. And you said, no. You forgot that I'm out tonight with the family and stuff. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, so is the game close? And he says, not really. I'm like, oh, crap. And he says, and don't forget, I changed my pick to the Chargers. And I'm thinking, well, now you're telling me that the Chargers are winning and you joined me in the Chargers. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate for telling me all that intel. Which only problem, only piece I had wrong was my pick.
You had Baltimore.
My pick. So that was the worst of all case scenarios.
Right.
I knew the outcome of the game before I ever started it. Thought I had it right. Thought Steven flopped to get it right. And I got it wrong?
Yes.
That's very sad.
It is kind of sad.
It's very sad. Very sad. Don't ever say that. Oh, by the way, I changed my pick to this team. You just told me the outcome.
No, because yes, I kind of said it. I said it monotone. There was not like, oh, and by the way, I changed it over to the Chargers.
I know you. Do I not know you a little?
A little bit.
And so if you are making a point, by the way, don't forget that I changed my pick. And I'm not saying that one way or the other.
Right.
You're saying, by the way, I'm winning this game, bitch. I mean, it's the same difference. It's just with a different tone and without using any naughty language.
Next time, I won't say anything.
That'd be best.
I'll just say it's a blowout, and then you go watch.
And you choose to do what you want to do.
Yes.
One way or the other.
Yes.
Have a nice evening. Because that's what the question I asked him. When you're not live.
And then I'll hang up and say, and I change it to the Charger. And you will lose. And you will lose. But I'm not making fun of you.
No, hey, dude.
Did I make fun of you in San Francisco as the Niners were rolling the Steelers? Another game we had different?
No,
not at all.
I was stunned.
You were.
I thought Charlie Batch was going to be in
the
there.
The whole night, he was like.
Well, with the power outage everything, it was a stupid night.
It was crazy. It was a little crazy.
So, Steven, I had this sense. I suspect you have not seen the game since we were there.
I have not.
I had the sense before halftime to make sure my DVR was recording the game. Because I wanted to know what Chris Berman and friends had to say at halftime.
Yeah.
And it was fascinating last night to go back before watching the rerun of Modern Family, which was almost as good as the first time.
Yes.
Where the boy sleeps up in the attic and works the girls. That was just hilarious.
Nice.
And the little one is like, kill baby, kill baby.
Kill baby?
Yeah. They're
Cam
and they're going to adopt another kid.
Yes.
Kill baby.
She keeps hitting the babies, because they don't want to adopt another one.
Modern Family, I will continue to promote them for free for as long as I live, because you make me laugh, and there's so few shows on TV that make me laugh. So I'll continue to promote Modern Family for free, because it's just the right thing to do. That's one funny show.
It is
great
a great
cast,
show.
Great
I tell
great
you
writing.
What, that's it. It is my goal for the playoffs. We are getting some Modern Family people on the show.
Well, Ed O'Neill said he was going to do it 2 years ago when the show was debuting. And then it became a hit show.
Yeah,
and Ed disappeared. Thanks, Ed. Ed's a huge football fan.
Don't spin it that way.
Well,
was
the show a hit
way.
At the time? It was becoming
a hit.
That's right. And Ed was more than happy to talk to you.
He was going to be on the show. We scheduled him on the show.
Yeah, we booked
him. He got sick the day before.
Yeah,
and ABC PR people were like, "We're really sorry."
And that was legit.
And then he got sick, and it exploded. Yeah, now, but in his defense, also, it's not like we've tried.
It's not like we've reached back to him at all.
No, I haven't.
Once.
That's
the way we roll here, Rants and Raves. We try once, and if we get discouraged, we're done. Because you know what? We've had enough discouraging experiences.
I've got this to say for
all the discouraging experiences. James, our video engineer, has promised for show donors a new blooper reel.
Yes.
For Christmas.
For Christmas.
A new blooper reel.
Is it going to be like our holiday Christmas?
I think it's just going to be us looking stupid.
Really?
Should we at least
record like an intro like from NFL Rants and Raves to all of our great show donors? Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We should do that.
We should. And Jeffrey, you're starting to slur just a little bit. How much wine have you had?
I don't know how much is in that bottle.
Not much. this bottle.
Let me see. It's only half drank.
Okay, it's half drank. Okay, it's
and I've still bottle. Got a full glass here, so I'm doing fine. He all hands right. me the bottle. Like, you'll want to finish this before the show's done.
No, you know, my wife has said, you know, if there's some wine left over, she would.
It's
she
afternoon.
Would love.
It is afternoon, and it's the holiday season.
Well, it is after 12. This is the company party. This is the Rants and Raves Network.
We want to welcome you all company to the party. 2011 Rants and Raves company, company holiday party.
It is.
And we're going to toast again.
There
just
it is.
To make it festive.
Clink it. Nice.
Yep. And Stephen nice. Generally
just,
doesn't
just
drink.
Just so you know, Jeffrey, these wine glasses.
Wedding gifts from me?
Not wedding gifts from you, but they were wedding gifts. But who selected these lovely wine glasses?
I don't know, you?
Yes.
Why would you should be allowed to
Because she got the she
now,
got
wait,
the she
gotta,
got the China pattern.
The drunk guy get this. I'm not drunk at all.
Okay.
But I can't even talk sometimes.
You can't.
Why should you not get to drink you drink? How much to put down the drink you drink? I don't know. That's a classic
yes,
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Why should a guy who doesn't appreciate wine get to pick out the wine glasses? Hello.
Well, it was the wine glasses and the water glasses, and you know the whole
set. It
was
the whole drinkware.
The whole
entourage.
Oh, and food is here!
It's the holiday party.
Holiday party, baby! Boom, 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 boom. Oh, we need some music now. Come on, James, pump it up. Boom, 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 boom. Look
grab
at that.
Grab the mic
go.
There, James, and
hey.
Wish everybody happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
Hip hop, hooray!
Happy holidays, everybody.
Yes. So are
that's
we
all
missing?
You got to say?
Yeah. You got anything
wow.
else to say?
You know, Jordan did the whole show last time. And, yeah. and
it's true.
And he did fine.
It's true.
Are we like missing anybody else in this party? Should there have been some invites sent to anybody else?
Probably.
Probably some people on the board of directors should have probably been invited
the
to
wives,
the party.
They're the only yeah. ones on the board.
Well, and we got another person on the board,
Peter.
Right? Mr. Hutto. He should have been here. And
so, James, what would you say to our listeners out there from the sincerest bowels of your bowel?
Ooh, that's pretty sincere.
It is.
Dude, that smells good. Will you
we
just freaking give me the food?
No, no, we need a
give
we need
me
a,
the food.
We need my
while you look,
James
it's going
to
take you a
thought.
Year.
My pearl of wisdom.
James Pearl, thank you. He's pearl been around Mr. Summer's econ class
yeah,
too long.
A little bit too much. I would say definitely just like, man, just cherish the time that you have with your families because it doesn't come around that often. That you get to be with everyone in your family. So it's kind of cliche, but, you know, just enjoy the holidays and really enjoy the company of your family.
Outstanding. James Tsukamoto.
Good. Now give me my chicken.
Now we want our Kentucky Fried Chicken so we can continue this holiday party. And to think that Stephen didn't.
You give me barbecue
wow,
sauce.
It does smell really good.
It does smell
really good.
Oh, biscuit.
Oh, biscuit
man.
From KFC.
So, sorry, people. We're going to eat.
But you know,
great,
you know what's so
this
funny?
This was a great idea
Stephen
to have the party.
Stephen didn't want to do the last show from the road. I could have had the podcast up sooner, but Stephen didn't want to do it while we were driving to Candlestick Park.
Really?
Sitting in traffic. Bluetooth? No, I was going to bring the whole thing, James, the M audio and the laptop and the headsets, and we were just going to do
really,
it.
Really, James? Ask me how many times we almost died on this trip.
On
at
the
least
way there,
at
only
least
once?
12. Okay, and now he wants to be recording a podcast while we're driving up
hey,
there.
Hey, it's hands free, Steven. It's perfectly safe.
All right.
Doesn't need any hands to use this headset, does it?
No.
No.
Not at all. Only for the drops. But passenger gets drops.
Okay, it's all good. It's also brought to you by KFC. This episode of NFL Rants and Raves.
This food is good.
It all right. is. All right. Now, Steven,
we
got,
need to get to some NFL news.
Here's my
news.
Problem. Scott Hansen has got a job on his hands for Saturday morning. Do
yes.
you realize there's 10 morning games, 3 afternoon games?
He can do it.
They could not balance that any better.
If anybody can do it,
10
it
morning
Mr.
games,
Hansen.
Mr. Hansen rules the school. However, Red Zone Channel is going to be crazy, Steven. I don't know how on earth we're supposed to keep up with these games from the morning.
Are they going to have an octuplet box?
Seriously. We go to dual box. We go to trips box. We go to quad box. We go to oct box. I mean, what are they going to do if all 10 teams are in the red zone simultaneously? They're going to completely blow up your television.
A 10 box? That is awesome. It's like the Taco Bell 10 box.
Nine. A 3x3 grid is really all you could do.
Really?
So what would you do with the 10th game?
Ooh.
I mean, are we talking the maid from Brady Bunch that she pops in the middle or something, Alice?
That's only nine, Jeff.
That's nine. That gets you to your nine.
Yeah.
But honestly, all the morning games, check this out. Denver and
I tell
Buffalo.
You what, I bet you $5 that not all 10 games will ever be in the red zone all at the
Denver,
same time.
Denver, Buffalo, Arizona at Cincinnati, Jacksonville at Tennessee, Oakland at Kansas City.
Are you giving me a list of games?
Miami at
– You once told me that lists are not
lists
very
do not
good.
Lists not work on a radio at all. Miami at New England, New York at New York, New York at New York. St. Louis at Pittsburgh, Minnesota at Redskins.
New York is the only – in the morning – the only game I care about.
Tampa Bay at
is
Carolina.
New York at
Cleveland,
New York.
At Baltimore. That's all the morning games.
And the only one you should care about is New York at
really,
New York. It's the only morning game you should care about.
I have
about.
It pretty good that Arizona at Cincy should be pretty big. Oakland at Kansas City should be pretty big. Denver
Those
at Buffalo should be pretty
have
big.
Minor playoff implications. Like, look at how minor. Like, right there,
honestly,
minor.
That's a half a millimeter.
Yes. That's is how small. Minor the playoff implications of the games. Giants, Jets?
Massive.
Now
massive.
Look at the massive playoff implications.
Now, take away the fact that you're a Cowboys homer, and therefore
it has
how
nothing
much bigger-
to do with the Cowboys. It has, for both teams, Jets and Giants, it doesn't get any bigger than this Christmas Eve.
Oakland, Kansas City, both teams affected.
But, Jeffrey, right now,
Zona
these two teams,
both
Giants,
teams
Jets,
affected.
These two teams have, like, playoffs. Like, Oakland and Kansas City,
yeah.
That game is big for them, but they need, like, 600 other things to happen.
Arizona,
Giants,
Cincinnati.
Jets, no. They win, and they win out, and they're in. Cincinnati, Arizona, they need other things to happen. Giants, Jets. They don't need anything to happen. They just need to take care of their own business.
Just win, baby.
Yes. That's the difference, is that game is so big that it doesn't matter what happens in all the other games. In that game, if you win, you're most likely in. If you lose, see you later. Make some tee times for January.
All right. By tee times, we don't mean English tee times. We mean golf course tee times, just to be clear.
I can't eat because I'm getting so excited.
I know. I'll take it from here, Stephen.
No, I'm and, going to cover my
I
food.
I want to tell everybody to make sure you're following us on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes, please do that.
Because, honestly, that's the way that we're going to grow this thing.
Yeah.
And then the show donor stuff would probably become
and
free
And we're
stuff.
Actually going to be announcing a new kind of social media thing called Tout that we're getting an account.
We don't want to tout it yet.
We're not touting it just yet, but Jeffrey, we're going to have like 15-second touts where we're, especially during Super Bowl, once Super Bowl comes around, all the little 15-second snippets that we're going to do of everybody that we're talking with and everybody that we're asking who's going to win the game, it's going to be some fun stuff, some stuff that's coming up during Super Bowl week. We're going to have good times.
What significant injuries are on your mind?
Right now?
Yeah, going into week 16.
I'm a little worried about Felix Jones not being ready to go for the Dallas Cowboys. I'm a little worried about what the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to do with Ben Roethlisberger. I'm a little worried about Patrick Willis and the San Francisco 49ers. What's going on there? For the New York Giants, well, they just got injuries like
Dude,
crazy.
I heard it was Tour de France today at the workout.
Everybody,
on
like,
a stationary
half
bike.
The team was on a stationary bike.
Nice.
Antral Roll was not very happy about that.
No, he was actually quite peeved. Not just because of his prediction, but because he actually wants to win.
If you're talking Green Bay Packers right now, there's, you know,
wow.
Jennings.
The center.
Center.
And the guard.
There's lots of. And
I finally got to see that.
And I'm actually starting to feel a little sorry for the Chicago Bears.
Oh, for good reason.
This whole fiasco.
Caleb Haney.
You know what? I'm not a big fan of Jay Cutler, but that
Look,
team.
Think what you want of Jay Cutler as a guy that you'd want to or not want to hang out with and have dinner with. Mm-hmm. The guy's a decent quarterback, and he certainly can zip the ball into places that few people can zip it in there. Now, when he's bad, he's as bad as Rex Grossman bad, but you know what? It doesn't matter because he's not usually that bad, especially this season.
Talking,
he had been much more efficient with the
talking
football.
Talking injuries, the New England Patriots took a blow to their defense by having to put Andre Carter on
they have
the
a defense?
IR. They do, and you know what? One of their best pieces just got put on the IR.
Yeah.
So
sucks.
That's pretty bad. The
sucks
Houston Texans, obviously, with their third-string quarterback.
It sucks to be
Let's
you.
Let's see what happens, how they play against the Indianapolis Colts
on
tonight.
A short week. I don't. That's just not fair.
It is pretty crazy. There's
okay.
lots of injuries,
the
obviously,
games,
to
though,
talk about. But
are
wait. One more,
what, you
one
got more
piece
NFL
of news.
For?
One more piece of news. The NFL has basically come out and said they will not fine or have any discipline for the Cleveland Browns on how they handled Colt McCoy. And
what?
That's right. They will not be disciplined or fined for for how they handled Colt McCoy in his concussion.
What?
I keep telling you, it's not going to happen.
The what is actually rhetorical. It's not actually saying answer.
I thought sometimes she look. Sometimes she'll stand there and she'll keep going what until you answer her. So you
look. Your child's precocious. I can't help that.
I love my kid. She's awesome. What, Emma? What, Emma? This is a what? Okay. You know what? At some point, she just wins. She just wins.
Bottom line, Emma wins. She gets this for me.
Game ball.
She gets a game ball. All right. That's really
you
the
know,
only.
James Harrison very upset with not the happy about not doing anything about it, and I can't blame him at all. He got suspended for delivering the blow that made Colt McCoy become pretty much irrelevant.
Yeah.
To the future of the Cleveland Browns organization. However, the Cleveland Browns didn't follow up and implement the protocols that have been put in place by the NFL. So I am with James that some punishment should have come down the league. I think a fine of $100,000 to the team was in order.
I hear you.
Breaking news,
this
Steven.
This is big. Baltimore Ravens wide receiver Anquan Boldin got injured during the Sunday night loss to the San Diego Chargers, and they are reporting that he is needing knee surgery.
Oh no!
Most likely out for the season. The coach and the team are saying that there is a slight chance he can return for the playoffs, but it doesn't look like it. He will most likely miss the rest of the year. He has a slight tear in his meniscus.
Steven, that is devastating.
That is bad, bad news for the Baltimore Ravens team.
I mean,
just
think about Joe Flacco right now. Right now.
He's who am I going to throw the ball to?
Well, he's got guys. He's got
Torrey
Lee
Smith.
Evans.
He's got the rookie too, Torrey Smith.
He's got Ed Dixon there at tight end.
Pitta.
That's been getting some things. But, yeah, and he's Pitta. I always want to say Pitta Bread every time I hear.
Yeah,
what is
Pitta
it?
Bread.
What is it? Denny Pitta? What's his first name?
Dennis Pitta.
Dennis Pitta.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time they say his name, I just picture some hummus and Pitta Bread. Mm. But honestly, it's going to be a huge blow because you're going to probably have Laquan Williams. Or you're going to have Torrey Smith needing to be relied upon a lot more. And Torrey's been great stretching the field. He's been fantastic stretching the field. However, he's looking like it's week 16 of an NFL schedule where he's never played this much in his life.
Yeah,
Torrey has looked like he has slowed and not been able to get complete separation from the secondary when he's gone up against them and Flacco's throwing
now,
the ball.
Coach Harbaugh is saying that if they play in the second round of the playoffs – that Boldin should be able to be available for that round, but maybe not for the first round. Anyways, he's coming out. He's going to come off surgery, dude. That is some pretty bad.
So if they win, they could have a first-round bye still.
If they could get the number two seed.
They could still have the number two seed.
Yes.
In which case, they wouldn't miss him for the playoffs.
Yeah, but they got Cleveland, and then they got Cincinnati.
I think they win both those games. I think they have to.
I don't know because
now
the Cincinnati
it becomes more important.
Is in Cincinnati,
and that Cincinnati game is probably for the final wild card spot.
Possibly,
yeah.
So I don't. You know what? If they played as poorly as they played in San Diego, they're not beating anybody.
Yeah.
So
that's too bad. That's really too bad for them.
All right, let's get to some games,
yep.
Jeffrey, and we'll start with El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana.
Sorry, folks. You got to wait till Boxing
Day. Monday Night Football. It's the day after Christmas.
Boxing Day.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, Boxing Day.
Why is it called Boxing Day?
Because everybody boxes up all the nonsense from the day before.
I see.
And it's a big holiday. It's a national
it's
holiday.
It's better
in the UK.
Known in America as the biggest return day of the year.
Well, again, you got to box stuff up before you can return it, can't you?
It's where you go to the store.
But, you know,
like,
my wife does.
My brother-in-law was thinking that I would like this present, but I don't know what
giant Dallas Cowboys turd that I was supposed to have on my front yard.
I don't know what the heck he was thinking.
I don't know what he was thinking because it actually smells like a turd.
Can you take it back and give
me? He thought
it
would be very sweet, and I did, Steven. I looked at the Dallas Cowboy turd.
Did you?
And I thought.
There is a Dallas Cowboy turd?
No, but
I didn't
you know what? If you're going to have gag gifts, wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be a pretty
giant turd
that
got the team logo on it. Yeah.
That actually smelled?
Yeah.
Did you used to do gag gifts at your office, like the white elephant gift?
I'm a big fan of the white elephant gift.
I love that.
Just because of the chaos that ensues. Because
you can only take a present like three times.
Where the price limit was $15.
Yes.
And an iPod was brought by... by Steve
somebody,
Carell's, Steve Carell's character.
Oh gosh! Oh, in the office.
Is it my fault that I wanted to do something nice for everybody because people were going crazy for the iPod?
Yeah, everybody wants the iPod. Right?
And dude, you said $15. He said, "I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to bring some holiday cheer." He always plays the victim. So
right.
Steve Carell's the best. But what my favorite thing is, I'm big on that. I married into a pretty crazy family.
Yes.
So, Adam, if you're listening, here's another fun memory to make you cry.
Why are we always making Adam cry?
Well, because his father's passed away and his grandfather's passed away. And
get with the story.
This is about the men.
We got Falcon Sace.
This is about the men. Okay. The men in the family had this wonderful tradition of finding a piece of destroyed clothing that was completely unusable. I mean, it had been through a shredding machine, and you wrap it very beautifully, though, and you put it under the tree, and it's to Adam from Jeff. And when Adam goes and opens this shredded dress shirt covered with motor oil, he has to pretend like it's the most wonderful gift he's ever received.
Oh, my God.
And this is a tradition with just the men. The women all thought it was stupid, except Dee Dee thought it was great.
Right.
And there's usually a poem that went with it that was really bad that you have to read as if it was written by Emily Dickinson or Thoreau or something. Okay. And it's just a horrible poem. And so that kind of tradition, I miss that. That was a lot of fun. And Adam and I haven't done that since the older guys in the family have passed away.
I see.
And so I've warned Jordan, if ever a day came that, you know, a torn up pair of jeans shows up from your Uncle Adam, you need to understand why, because it's a proud tradition.
I see. I never did anything crazy like that.
It's lots of fun.
I do have a great Christmas story about my dad. And when he was in the sixth grade, drawing the name of the most beautiful girl in class, most popular girl in class.
Muy bonitas.
And obviously, my father grew up very poor.
Yeah.
Poor family. He was the youngest of many. And obviously, he could not afford to buy this girl who was expecting the biggest present in the class, a Christmas present. So what my father did is he went to the toy store. He went around back behind to their dumpsters. And he found this bear, this torn up teddy bear was missing an eye in the dumpster, and he took it home and he cleaned it and he wrapped it up, and that's what he gave her. And then, you know, Christmas exchange day came along, and you know, she opened the present, and you know,
did he fix the eye?
He could not fix the eye.
Well, then he gave away a piece of crap. I mean, he tried, though.
It's a kid in the sixth grade, Jeffrey, from a poor family.
I understand.
He got her something.
But she might have had a diva-ish streak in her.
So she did. She opens the present. And all my dad can remember from that day is after he went to hide as she's opening the present, her yelling out, Efren! ¿Qué es esto? Efren
is the name. ¿Qué es esto? What is this?
What is this?
What is this? Efren, what is this?
Efren, what is this?
And then Frank could say, it's the best I can do, chick. You got a deal.
Yeah, and so now I am forced to tell that story every Christmas year because my father is no longer with us, and I miss that
story.
I love it. And he would just be all, Frank, guess this story. We just all cracking up like, oh, Dad, I'm sorry, dog.
Sucks to be poor.
Anyways, Atlanta at New Orleans, day after Christmas, Monday Night Football on ESPN. Finally, Monday Night Football has a good football game.
Yeah, you got to wonder what they've been going through. Jaws and Gruden and Tirico and the whole production crew that we were there in San Francisco with. They
it was a good game last week.
But it was a bit stressful.
A little bit. I wonder if New Orleans is going to have any, like, power outage, like,
it'd be pretty funny if they just made the Superdome go black just for those guys. The Monday Night Crew, like, seriously?
okay, this is just a joke. Because, like, what happened to us when the old man accidentally leaned up against the light switch?
Aaron.
He wasn't doing it to be funny or anything.
No,
it was an accident.
Old. Aaron.
Really old guy. Leaned up against the wall.
And turns
off the light
switch.
The lights go off in our
quarter
of the press box.
Just our quarter
of the press box. And everyone's like, what? And
everyone freaks out, and I didn't freak out. I'm like, Aaron. That's his name. Yeah. He's like, sorry, guys.
That was pretty funny.
So we've had two real power outages, and then four more times Aaron accidentally
turned off the lights off. Yeah.
Well, they should do that in the Superdome just to freak out the Monday Night Crew, because I know Tirico would be as cool as a cucumber, but Gruden would probably come.
I have been going over in my mind how I can pick the Atlanta Falcons in this game.
Can't.
And you're right. I can't. I am sticking with the New Orleans Saints.
Why?
They're at home, and at home they average 41 points per game.
I'm sorry, I mean, you misspoke. You said 41.
Yeah.
It sounded like.
Yeah. At home, they're averaging 41 points per game. I did not misspeak.
What?
41 points, Emma, per game. They are on fire at home. Drew Brees will shred the Falcons secondary. He will pass Dan Marino's record.
He's at home.
And he is at home.
He wants to celebrate in front of the faithful.
In New Orleans.
He wants to give it to Nollins. He wants to give it
Mardi
to Katrina.
Mardi Gras will start early.
Way early.
And they will just be partying all the way into the playoffs, dude.
Completely agree with you. And Atlanta will fall to 9-6. New Orleans will go to 12-3.
And the Falcons at 9-6 are going to be in grave danger.
Yes.
They will be in grave danger, especially if some of those other teams down below them win.
You know, all right. Honestly, I like Atlanta's coming along nicely. I really want them to be in the dance. I want them so badly in this party because I think this team can make a legitimate deep run in the playoffs. Unfortunately, what we've seen is a changing of the guard in the NFC, where between the NFC and the AFC.
Yeah.
The NFC is clearly now the dominant division and the better division.
You meant to say the NFC?
I think I tried to say that.
Okay, yeah,
right. The NFC is clearly the dominant division, where the AFC had been so for so long.
Yes.
Recently.
Do you know that the season series between in the interconference games between NFC and AFC, the AFC has won the season series every year since 1995. And right now, the NFC, for the first time since 1995, leads the season series.
So for the last 15 years, the AFC has been the dominant division, and easy to tell why. Steelers, Ravens, Patriots. I mean, seriously.
Jets, Colts.
You've got the
Colts, almost never lose.
So those five teams dominated the NFL.
Yeah.
Dominate. And who else did you have in the NFC? You had the Steelers. I mean, you had the Saints and the Packers with Favre. And then you had a bunch
That's about
of.
It. The Cowboys had a couple 12.
You know, the Falcons had a good season with Vic a long time ago. But
it's been amazing.
It's been a mishmash.
But definitely the NFC's crop of teams this year, I believe, are
vastly superior.
I mean, well, just look at what the Niners did to the Steelers Monday
Night
Football. I would take Niners, Saints, Packers pretty much over any AFC team right now.
Who's got it better than them, Steven?
Nobody.
Wow, we heard that an awful lot leaving the stadium looking for the car.
I've even got a video that I'm going to be putting up of a parking lot of the folks yelling, who's a drunken stranger walking through the parking lot every so often would just yell, who's got it better than us? And then everybody, you know, whatever pockets of people around would yell, nobody. They got it down, Pat.
Stranger was not me. We do not drink when we're in the press box.
No, we do
it's
not.
Pepsi
it was,
and Pepsi.
It was not it. Jeffrey. It was not Jeffrey.
It's funny. When I was on the radio with TalkSport overnight with Mike Graham,
yes,
he was stunned that in the press box they didn't have serve alcohol.
He really?
He's like, you know, have
Is
another
that something
pint.
That they do?
You know, to calm your nerves with the power outage, have another pint. I'm like, Mike, you don't drink at a press box. What?
Yeah.
You guys over there can drink at a press
That's
box?
That's a nice press box over there in the U.K.
Now, when we're over there for the international series, we drink a lot of tea
because
it's so freaking cold usually.
Yes, yes.
And we're just trying to take the chill off, but there's no booze. There's no booze.
I did enjoy my tea in London.
My tea white.
Anyway, so we both have the Saints.
We do. Now the games of the week is
games
what we're set to talk about next.
Games of the week.
Starting you with the Arizona Cardinals at those Cincinnati Bengals, 7-7, 8-6. Morning game on Fox, one of the 10 morning games on Fox.
Lots
Cincinnati
of 7
favored
and
by
7
4
teams.
And a half.
Lots of 7-7
There is
7
6 7-7 teams, Stephen. Last I counted, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, I remembered. 7. Damn.
Actually, there's one. Really? Tennessee, 7-7 as well.
I got them. Chicago, San Diego, Giants, Oakland, Arizona, Seattle. 2, 4, 6, 7.
Yeah.
7. What you said, Steven. Jeez Louise.
Jeff cannot count or do math today. Anyways, look, I was thinking I was going to take the Cincinnati Bengals until I realized that Arizona and their defense are coming to town. That defense
Arizona
is.
Arizona, their defense coming.
Look, 5 weeks ago, something happened. They, like, figured it out.
This happens late frequently.
Early in the season, their defense was like, I don't know. Am I supposed to be over here? Oh, they just threw a touchdown pass on me.
Their 2008 Super Bowl run was exactly like that, and I did not see it coming.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. What, are you crazy?
But their
was it 2009, 2008? Doesn't matter. Whenever it was they won the Super Bowl, their defense
didn't
turn on.
They went to the Super Bowl.
They went to the Super Bowl, lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yes. They did not do jack as a defense until like week 14.
And what they're doing right now is they finally understand the system they're playing in. They have held some pretty good teams.
Ken Wisenhunt hasn't been there very long?
No, their defensive coordinator hasn't been there very long. It's his first season there with the team. And so he – look – They have now, they've believed in, they sell out, they know what's going on. I think they will have a way with their, well, actually, they're not going to have a way. They're going to put Patrick Peterson on A.J. Green. They're going to eliminate A.J. Green from the equation and say, beat us someplace, somewhere else. And I'm not sure the Bengals get it done. I like Arizona in this game.
You know, Steven, I'm glad you're taking Arizona. I'm only taking a couple of road teams this week. Cincinnati, one of the reasons is the game of the week. Both these teams have viable playoff opportunities in front of them. Cincinnati, I think, is they're the true younger team this year. They're the true younger team. Tampa Bay was posing as the younger team, but they aren't. This Cincinnati team, I so believe in. Andy Dalton, friends, their defense is playing good. And A.J. Green, I love this team. They can run the ball. They can manage the clock better than Arizona can. Beanie Wells is good, but not nearly as good as Sed Benson. And their special teams, that's where Arizona has a clear advantage. And so they're going to see some short fields, and their defense is really going to have to step it up. And I'm taking Cincinnati.
In today's performance, the role of the younger team will be played by the Cincinnati Bengals.
Nice.
I'm going to stay with Arizona. I think they're going to get it done. And look, kudos to Cincinnati. Maybe they proved me wrong, but I don't think they get it done. I think they might. This might be a classic case where they look ahead to the Baltimore Ravens, and it'll be a little early. And Arizona will.
So will you be making this a challenge game?
There are no more challenges.
Why is there no laughing? Why is there no laughing?
Because I'm not very happy about it.
It's not like anyone sent in any really good ideas of punishments.
That's not what I wanted.
That's what I wanted, though.
I will shoot you. I will.
You don't possess a gun.
I don't, but I could get one.
Really?
Yeah.
And you'd be comfortable using it?
Probably.
Probably.
The Oakland Raiders at 7-7 travel to Kansas City to face the Chiefs. The Chiefs shocking the world last week by beating the Green Bay Packers. And this week they got the Oakland Raiders. And I've got the Oakland Raiders.
Look, you're going to have to explain yourself, Steven, because the Kansas City Chiefs are only favored by 2 points.
Yes.
They're only favored by 2 points.
So you're taking Trisha's special upset stuff.
I am absolutely taking it because of two things. One is a young man named Kyle Orton. Talk about something stuck in your craw and a demon to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What was the – one of the recent teams that cut him was an NFC East opponent, an NFC North opponent, my bad. And so now he's been introduced to the AFC West rivalry. And by the way, people have told him Kansas City won this division last year, and Kansas City can win this division again.
I'm going to reel you in just a little bit.
You're going to have to do more than reel me in, Steven, because this Kansas City Chiefs team, Dwayne Bowe hasn't done jack yet. They haven't even gotten to know each other yet.
Let me reel you in, Jeff. Okay, his most recent team, the Denver Broncos, has been in the AFC West. They have played the Oakland Raiders, and he was not very productive when he did play the Oakland Raiders. So that Oakland Raiders defense, they know Kyle Orton well. Okay, they'll be ready for him. And the thing is,
I do what I'm told.
Jeff's being very quiet. And the thing is, the Kansas City Chiefs might have gotten a little too high over their win of the Green Bay Packers. Yeah, it was a great win, and it was excellent. But you know what? You gotta carry that momentum. I don't think they carry the momentum.
But is there, honestly, is there anything better to build confidence than beating a good team? And does that automatically make you overconfident? I don't think so.
I think it gives you a cockiness.
False sense of confidence.
Have you been listening to what these Chiefs have been saying?
Yeah, they've been saying that a guy named Tyler Palko can't beat us. Can't win. We can't win with Tyler Palko.
Okay.
You got to give us some help here. And the team has responded. And this is a team that posted 10 wins last year and won the division. And they have a chance to repeat as division winners again, inexplicably, despite everything that's happened.
I think the Oakland Raiders take care of business.
Oakland's been horrible. They blew the lead last week
against the
Detroit
Lions. Detroit
Lions at home.
How many teams have lost leads to the Detroit Lions? 5 times they've done it this year. So it's not something crazy. Yeah, they shouldn't have had a linebacker and a safety cover Calvin Johnson in the final 50 seconds of a game. Probably not. But last I checked, Calvin Johnson doesn't play for the Kansas City Chiefs.
He doesn't?
No. I like Oakland. So you got Kansas City. I need to mark that because I don't have it marked.
You didn't expect that from me? You expect everything else. By the way, the weather there in Kansas City will be 30 degrees.
It's going to be nice.
It's and sunny.
A lot of running.
And sunny.
A lot of running. And right now, Renegade, Michael Bush. I'm going to go with Michael Bush over
Darren McFadden is still limping along and may get healthy before the season's end. It's sad. No,
All right, the big game of the week that I'm waiting for, the New York Giants travel to New York to face the New York Jets.
In New Jersey. You got to get that right.
That's right, in
New York Giants travel to New York to face the New York Jets in New Jersey.
In New Jersey. Yes.
None of those things are true. In the East Rutherford, we'll be hosting this both
East
teams
Rutherford, New
for
Jersey.
The pride of New Wave York in New Jersey. And New Jersey, by the way, the Garden State, Stephen.
7-7 Giants. 8-6 Jets, and I like the 8-6 Jets to put a nail in the Giants' coffin.
I agree with you, Steven. However, I think this is going to be – you're looking forward to this game. I'm not looking forward to this game, but I'll be watching this game because
yes,
both these teams – it's 10 a.m. on New Year's Eve.
Christmas Eve. You want it to be New Year's Eve already. You've been saying New Year's Eve all day long.
Yeah, I know. I wonder why.
It's new. It's
you know
Christmas
what?
Eve.
Our family missed Advent on last Sunday.
Oh,
which
I
was love.
Threw you off.
Which was love.
Yes. So you're not getting any love?
I'm just saying.
Not getting, it's all, Jeff. It's all.
So I just
I'll give
kind
you
of,
some love.
Yeah,
I love you.
I know. And I
you're my big
that.
Stay Puft Marshmallow, man.
Huh. Got that going for me, which is nice.
Well, you love the you love the squeeze the Stay Puft Marshmallow, man. I love them.
Because he's
like,
big
I love you.
And fat and white and pale and pasty.
But you can love them and squeeze them.
Yes, you can.
And that's all I'm saying.
So the battle for New York and East Rutherford, I see the Jets winning an ugly game. I think both these teams are playing so far below their capabilities and have disappointed so greatly that I don't think either team does well here. I think it's who turns the ball over least.
I'm going to disagree with you. I think that both games – both teams are coming off awful games last
week. Yes.
They both came
off. They're trending badly.
Awful games. And I think that they correct them. And actually, we're going to see a fun, exciting football game that's going to be one of those games where the team that has the ball last is going to win the football game.
Probably, but I don't think it's for the reasons you think.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I think it's for the uglier reasons.
We both have the Jets. San Diego traveling to Detroit, Motor City.
Now, Detroit.
To face the Lion.
Detroit, and we got to give him this.
It's just, no, it's just a little Lion. With a victory, the Lions seal a playoff spot.
Now, I.
Win and you're in.
With a loss, San Diego Chargers are virtually finished. Virtually.
With a loss.
With a loss.
Yes.
And the Chargers are playing really well right now.
Yes, they
are.
For
the first time all season. Now, mind you, for anybody who says, oh, but wait, they started 4-1. They started 5, whatever they started.
Yeah, but
they were playing like crap. They were playing like crap when they were winning. They have not played well until recently. So that is the reason I'm taking the San Diego Chargers on the road over Detroit, because it's indoors. The climate will be controlled. San Diego will have their fast track going. They'll have Ryan Terrain going. They're going to have the passing attack going.
I'm sorry.
Is it Ryan Matthews? Ryan Matthews going.
Wrong Ryan there.
Yeah, I know. It's Rob Ryan's going to be running like a mad. Oh, wait. He doesn't run. He eats.
Ryan Matthews.
Ryan Matthews is going to be going. The passing attack is going to be going. V-Jax, Antonio Gates. This whole team is starting to gel. They're playing defense for the first time.
I'll tell you
my biggest fear is Detroit's defense.
The Chargers finally have their entire wide receiving core healthy.
Yeah.
V-Jax, Malcolm Floyd, Antonio Gates.
Even Tolbert's catching them, you know?
I mean, they are healthy. And Phillip Rivers, now a little too late, by the way, for my fantasy football teams. But now is playing like the Phillip Rivers.
Dude, we're playing the Super Bowl in League
2. We are. How the heck did that happen?
League 2. The only Super Bowl I'm in, and I'm playing you.
How lame. I'm in it to win it.
Justin. Well, I'm projected to win, just so you know.
You're project. Well, I haven't
but
made
those
it.
Projections are stupid.
Yeah, and I haven't made any changes to my lineup.
I haven't either. I mean, if you're not at this point making tweaks, how did you get in the Super Bowl? Seriously.
Yeah, I'll go make a tweak.
So for everybody else at Fantasy Football Super Bowl, congratulations and
yes,
enjoy your weekend.
I am in four Super Bowls in our 10 RIN leagues. I'm in four Super Bowls.
And in Moneyball?
And in Moneyball, I am in one Super Bowl.
And this is very different from most years.
It is. It was a very
is it sad. I know Trisha's sad because she kind of counts on.
She likes
that's how
money.
We spend for Christmas.
That's how.
That's
yeah,
how Christmas she, gets provided for. Is Steven wins money playing fantasy football.
Yeah, she kind of. But and so anyways,
dude, you left me hanging.
So she
are we
was,
all getting dollar bills like the guy on
we're
the
on a budget.
Dallas yeah. Cowboys?
Frank Walker. Yes,
Frank Walker gave everybody in the organization down to the concessions workers a dollar.
The janitors, not the concession workers. The janitors. The staff.
What, you couldn't afford to give it to the concession workers?
Do you know how many hundreds of thousands of concession workers there are?
Hundreds of thousands.
Okay, how about thousands?
Okay.
Of concession workers
you can't
are?
Give them a dollar?
Here's the other thing, Jeff. The concession workers do not work for the organization.
They work for like Armark or something, I know.
They work for
Levy, whomever
well, no,
it is
there's
that...
different companies. Because what you can do as a fundraiser for
what,
your organization.
Is this the Green Bay Packers?
No. Here's the cool thing. This is something that I think the Dallas Cowboys do that is really cool. They don't. But this is something that is working a part of the Dallas Cowboys.
Green Bay Packers do this.
They do what?
Green Bay Packers, all the concession sales each week are done by a different charitable organization.
Well, see, no. Every stand, you can have multiple charitable organizations doing. Like the concession stand over here that sells burgers and stuff is one charitable organization. And the concession stand that does this stand over here is another charitable organization. All the people who come in and do the work there are, you know, a part of that charity, and they split the revenue from that concession stand.
Why don't they promote this?
I don't know why.
Green Bay does, and they don't even have a PR team necessarily to promote this.
It is a
pretty
cool.
By the way,
cool.
I got my stock certificate in the mail yesterday.
So you are an official owner now.
It says *1*** in the number of shares.
Okay.
They don't want any tinkering.
Yeah.
I have one share. They want it very clear.
That you
I do not have any more because there's no room. ************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************ little booklet, like an owner's guide.
Yes.
It tells me the whole story.
You need to read the owner's guide because I'm sure it's going to tell you you can no longer bet in football. Too bad.
I never would bet on football. I would never do that. I think it's a heinous activity.
So when we go to Vegas, you'd never.
No, I am there for the shows.
Okay.
And see, would this be an NFL violation? No. I'm there for the hookers and for the shows.
In my opinion.
And the thrill rides. Let's just say I'm there for the thrill rides. Okay. We'll leave it at that.
There you go. What about talking negatively about other organizations and other players?
What organization could I talk about negatively? My God, these are the gems, the emeralds of all of sports franchises.
Wow. Okay.
You don't know what's
congratulations.
Like the pressure is unbelievable.
Is it?
Steven. I haven't slept in days. That's because we were at the Niners game.
So we both have the Chargers.
We both got the Superchargers.
It's very odd. I thought you might be going with the Lions here because you've been roaring them really loud. So. And I'm getting sad because my chicken is getting cold.
Well, I managed to finish all mine, and if it disgusted anybody, I apologize. I did my best to make it not disgusting, but I finished my chicken and my Diet Pepsi. And now all that's left is a half a bottle of wine. Bummer. But I got food in my stomach, so I'll be fine. Now, we're going to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles at 6-8, traveling to the Dallas Cowboys at 8-6. This is an afternoon game, one of only three afternoon games. This one will be on Fox. And the Cowboys are favored by 2.
I refrain from talking about this game.
All right, Steven's refraining from talking about this game mostly because he wants to eat, but also because I was hoping I'd get a spit take because he was taking a drink there. But mostly because this game is only relevant in so much as the Giants-Jets game. So the Giants-Jets game, which will be in the morning, will tell him whether or not he gives a rat's butt about this game. And even if he gives a rat's butt, it's only going to be a little bit, because if the Giants beat the Jets, this still doesn't matter whether or not the Cowboys beat the Eagles or not. What matters is the game after that.
Well,
how'd I do? Did you get some food in you?
That was pretty good. I did get some food in me. But
did I make your case, sort of?
Kind of. It wasn't as clear as I think you could have made it.
Oh, well, that's
okay.
Unusual.
So make it clearer.
This game is irrelevant. The bottom line, unless
the Giants win.
If the Giants lose, this game is only sort of relevant.
No, if the Giants here, let me help you.
No, listen to me. Listen to me completely, and then tell me why I'm wrong.
Okay.
Not why you would say it differently, why I'm wrong. If the Giants lose to the Jets, this game is only sort of relevant.
I want to stop you right there.
No.
If the Giants lose to the Jets, the Cowboys win the division by winning this game. It's very relevant.
Steven, you just were saying essentially what I was going to say, but I'm saying it differently.
Okay.
But you wouldn't let me finish.
You're saying the game's irrelevant. How could it be irrelevant?
I said sort of. I didn't say it wasn't.
All right. Sorry.
Here's the difference. The reason it's only sort of relevant is because Dallas has 2 chances to get into the playoffs. This is their best chance. But even if they lose to Philadelphia, if the Giants lose, they still have a second chance. Now, yes, it's in New York against the Giants on the last game of the season, but that is still a legitimate shot of getting into the playoffs. That's why it's only sort of relevant. Because you still have – now, obviously, fanatics of the team will say, that's crap. This game is the most important game of the season. And I say it's not. It's only the most important game of the season if you win. If you lose, then the most important game of the season is the next week.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
You can spin it that way. If the Giants lose, it's the biggest game of the season for the Dallas Cowboys.
And if they lose that one, then the next game's the biggest game of the season.
Yeah, going on the road, it's a lot more difficult.
But it's still the biggest game because it's about
Wouldn't you like to win at home?
I'd like to put it away anywhere, but there's no place I'd rather win than at home.
All right. Now, if the Giants win, then it's completely irrelevant.
Yep.
Whatever happens between the Eagles and the Cowboys doesn't mean –
talk to me. Let's say that I'm Laurent Robinson, and I have a small, very small meniscus issue.
Or DeMarcus Ware, who has a shoulder
stinger. I'm taking something make-believe, okay?
No, it's
Laurent
not make-believe.
Laurent Robinson, meniscus. We don't know that he has a meniscus issue, does he?
He has a problem with the leg. I don't know if it's a meniscus.
Well, just say it's a tiny meniscus issue, okay?
Okay.
The likelihood of aggravating it in the game is small, but if he doesn't play at all, it could certainly heal a little bit more. What do you do? You are Jason Garrett. What do you do?
The Giants won or lost?
The Giants lost.
Well, the Giants lost, then I'm going all out. We're going to win this game.
Okay, the Giants won.
Then anybody who has an injury is sitting. You're getting healthy for week 17. So this game doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. And that's my question is, will Jason Garrett – I've seen him make a lot of rookie head coaching decisions. And he is still a rookie head coach because last year he took over early in the season as an interim. This is his first full season as a head coach. And, yeah, you didn't have an offseason and things, but I've seen rookie head coaching decisions made by him. And this would be a huge one.
Yeah.
If you don't have time to think this through, you have no right being a head coach because this has been there for a couple weeks. You've seen this coming. This is not a game time decision. This is a game planning decision that goes weeks in advance.
Yeah, I think
what guys would you sit knowing what you know now? I mean, and you're not part of the medical staff, so you don't know as much as they know.
I know. I know that DeMarcus Ware has been struggling with a shoulder stinger, and he has not been his normal self.
How do those heal, Steven? I understand.
Rest.
Okay. I thought a stinger was a momentary incident.
That's what causes it, is that momentary incident, but that the pain.
The residual effects of that last for how long?
A very long time. I don't know exactly.
I really thought it was a instant kind of like, almost like you get struck by lightning, only there's not a big carryover. So it's like this, I have to leave the field now because it was so devastating. but I could actually return to action.
And he's been back to action, but you still don't have the full.
But there's lingering effects,
you don't have the full mobility of that muscle. That muscle is tight.
I've just heard this talked about a lot more than most stingers, and I wonder if there's different gradations of stinger injuries.
Yeah, I just think stingers, too, they're pretty tough. They're tough to play with. I know that. And he's been suffering with that. Miles Austin, Lauren Robinson with their hammies. I would make sure that they are fully rested. Look, if the Giants win, why would I risk anything in a game against the Philadelphia Eagles that doesn't mean anything?
So you can boo them?
Okay.
It's fun to boo the Eagles. I know. I don't know still, Steven. So is your pick going to be relevant on the Giants-Jets outcome?
No.
So you're taking the Cowboys no matter what.
Yes.
If the Cowboys put their second stringers out there, the Eagles will obviously be playing for pride, and you'll still take the Cowboys to beat the Eagles.
I'm going based on my projections. My projections has the Giants losing.
So. Me too.
Yeah.
Okay, but if the Giants were to win, which is totally possible.
You know what? The crazy thing is, there won't be any time for us to make a pick change.
I know. Isn't that fun?
Because that game will
Isn't that fun? It's going to roll over past kickoff. Unless something weird happens, there's no penalties called.
Or
very
unless
few timeouts.
You know, one team or the other is a complete
blowout. Yeah, right, yeah. And the game moves quicker, and they don't stop the clock things. Yeah. Then the game could be over earlier. But it's not likely.
The other thing is, I don't believe Jason Garrett will sit people that way.
Okay.
I think that's what I would do. But I'm not sure Jason Garrett does that.
Again, part of my point is Jason Garrett, I don't always like and agree with his coaching decisions. I like him, but his coaching
But for
decisions,
now, we both have the Cowboys.
We sure do.
Moving on to the final game of the week, the Niners
take
their defense to Seattle.
The thing I'm thrilled about, I hate that there's 10 morning games and 3 afternoon games and then nothing. I hate that.
Do you hate that?
I do. But the 3 afternoon games are fantastic.
Yes.
So it's like if you have to make it so imbalanced, at least make it when there's fewer games that all of them are really cool so you can have a screen dedicated to each. San Diego-Detroit will be on CBS. Philadelphia-Dallas will be on Fox. San Francisco-Seattle will be at Fox for those who know how to go about and accessing things that you don't have any right watching. So one of the Fox games, I would say it's San Francisco-Seattle, will be the odd game to get.
Yeah.
Everyone else is going to be showing Philadelphia-Dallas because that's a more of the national interest.
Right.
Although I think San Francisco-Seattle is a fascinating game.
That's going to be a great game.
It really is. San Francisco coming off an extremely emotional victory on a short week. Do not miss this, people. These people played just a couple days ago, and now it's Saturday night. They call it a short week when you play on Sunday. What do they call it when you play on Saturday?
Shorter week.
A shorter week. Thank you. It's not rocket science.
All I've got to say to you is, who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
Nobody. I like the Niners, and I like them big. And Jeffrey, I'm going to go on a limb. The Niners are going to 14 games in a row where they have not allowed a rushing touchdown. Make it 15. They're going to hold the piece down.
They're at 14.
They're going to make it 15.
They're going to make it 15. Wow, if they keep Marshawn Lynch out of the end zone, that will be a major accomplishment. But if any team could do it, it's this team.
Yes.
Now, the question, the over-under on this is interesting, 38 points, I still go under.
Yes.
I still take the under there up in Seattle, just to let you know, those who can lay flutters legally. This is going to be a great game.
Let's get to games of importance.
Denver Broncos 8-6, Buffalo 5-9. Morning game, CBS, Buffalo dogs, 3-point home dogs. Fear the home dog.
You should fear the home dog.
I'm not going to because the Denver Broncos are going to come in and the Tebow Magic's going to be back because there's nothing that Buffalo really has that Denver can't mitigate with their good defense. That's what I got to say. And that's why I think that Tim Tebow takes care of this.
Fear the home dog.
I'll fear the home dog. What's the weather going to be like there in beautiful upstate New York? I've got snow showers likely. The high will be 22. The high. The low will be 13 degrees and snow. By the way, the New England game should have rainy snow, and the Ravens game should have rainy snow. This is going to be some football weather to talk about, people.
I'm taking Buffalo. I think that their defense will do enough to disrupt Tebow.
Tebow's magic, if you so be it.
All it is, can you score enough points for the offense,
and I think
really?
The Buffalo Bills can. I think they'll put up points. I think they're a team
more
than
30?
Right around there, 28-30.
That might be enough. If it's 21, you're in trouble.
That might be enough, too.
My.
Jeffrey, last week.
I know, it was the Patriots. Last
week against the Patriots, and the Broncos scored 23 points.
Worst defense in football.
Yes, and they scored 23 points on the worst team
in
defense.
Defensive football, right.
Yes. And that's the most the Broncos have scored in the last 7 weeks.
But, however, they held the Patriots, and it is holding, to 41 points. When you unfortunately, there's teams that are that ridiculously good on offense, and the New England Patriots is one of those. They until the fourth quarter, they had kind of kept them at bay, and then finally it seemed like the defense got a little tired. They're expected to be fully healthy.
I don't recollect it that way.
No, recollect it. That's fine.
They
love that word. We got to use that more.
Okay,
recollect.
I think they in the second quarter they exploded and they pretty much.
Final game of importance, the Chicago Bears at the Green Bay Packers. Football night in America.
Irrelevant.
Happens to be on Christmas Day.
Irrelevant.
There's no such thing on the birth of Jesus' birthday.
Well, that's why I'm saying this game is irrelevant on Christmas
Jesus'
Day.
Birthday.
Yeah.
I see. And yes. Jesus was probably born in the spring. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
They hijacked a secular pagan holiday for Christian purposes. That's what we do. That's how we roll. Now, Chicago, Green Bay, Stephen. What do you think?
I think it's irrelevant. I think the Bears got nothing. I think that the
Bears got nothing.
I think that there is a
they got a new quarterback,
a car dealership in Chicago that says if you come buy a car between now and the start of this game, and if the Chicago Bears hold the Green Bay Packers scoreless and shut them out, we'll give you that car for free. Well, what do you think? I'm a freaking moron? Ain't no way. As
happen.
A matter of fact, Jeffrey, I'm going to go out on a limb right here. I'm going to give you all the money in my pocket. Let's find out how much it is.
Money clips out.
And
one, two, three, four, five is nine.
$9.
$9. And you'll just give it to me.
Yeah, no, I'm not just going to give it to you.
You should just give it to me if the Green Bay Packers get shut out.
Yeah.
Because it's that dumb.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not even respecting anything in return.
Why would you? Because it's not going to happen. It could be the mortgage to your house. It don't matter.
That's too much money.
It is, but it's the same principle.
If the Bears shut out the Packers, I will give you the $9 in my pocket. How about that?
I look forward to not taking it.
Okay.
All right.
We got hurry up offense.
Must see games. We're going
hurry
no
up
huddle.
Offense.
Houston at Indianapolis.
Thursday night football. That's tonight. That's like
that's,
in the next.
That's in the next couple
hours.
I know. It's actually will be well kicked off in the
I got
next five
Houston.
Hours. I got Houston. Whoa, I got Indy.
Yeah, I was like.
I got Indy.
Yes, you got
yes
Indy.
That's right, friend. Six
you got
points.
Indy.
I'm giving.
You got 1-13
I get,
Indy.
I get 6 points if I'm betting.
You're not
but
betting.
But I'm not betting. So no. I just am saying I'm taking those 6 points. I don't want them. Because Indianapolis is going to
straight up
beat Houston. Short week. There's nothing harder. Indy is rolling. They're hyper. They're happy. Jeff Saturday is telling these guys, remember what winning feels like? Well, we can do this again. Peyton is practicing, throwing hard, short-range passes.
Hold on one second. Is Peyton playing this game?
Steven, that's
I've
not
got
the point.
Houston.
Dan Orzelowski will be under center at quarterback. However, for this team, for them to go – really, guys, do you want them to just blow this thing up with Peyton coming back next year? Or do you want to be around when Peyton comes back next year? Oh, I'd like to be around. They put two together. They have a two-game winning streak.
Guys,
because they have not been playing badly.
It's getting blown
Houston
up
Houston has
anyways.
Been playing badly. Jacksonville at Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Poor Jacksonville. St. Louis at Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
And will we be seeing Ben Roethlisberger?
No.
Ben says yes. The team says no.
Ben's a little crazy.
Well, but you know what? Ben sometimes imparts his will. He has his little
Ben,
reality distortion.
Put your boot field. On. Put your
put
foot
on, your
on
boots,
ice or whatever.
Put on your
get
boots.
Ready for the playoffs.
Cleveland at Baltimore. 4-10. I love the juxtaposition. 10-4.
Baltimore.
4-10, 10-4. Look in a mirror. Baltimore, absolutely. Go Ravens. They will go to 11-4
Nap
and be
games.
In demand. Nap games. Stephen's yawning. Miami at New England. Oh, no. What could happen there? Oh, no.
Ooh.
New England. By 9.5, I say make it 10, and you're closer to reality. Minnesota
maybe,
at Washington.
Maybe Miami, you know, they've been playing some good ball.
Miami played well on
not
the road
Reggie
last
Bush.
Week, beat Buffalo on the road.
20.
Reggie Bush ran for over 200 yards and is becoming a feature back in Cleveland. Minnesota at Washington,
ooh.
As my mommy says, that's a tough one because both these teams suck out loud. But Washington sucks far less, and they will get to 7-9 by the end of the season because I said they're an 8-8 team. I'm taking Washington.
Okay. It's good enough for me.
Tampa Bay, 4-10 at Carolina, 5-9. Yawner. Put a fork in them, folks. Those Buccaneers, those Pirates that don't do anything.
Remember
we love
how
them,
we said early on in the show that 22 teams had a chance of making the playoffs?
These are not
these
part of them.
These two teams are not part
they
of those 22.
They make up the 10 that does not have a chance.
That's right.
I like my powerful Rikies this week. Did you like my – you see that snowball getting near hell, getting smaller?
Yes.
There you go. That's you. So that's what we got for you, friends.
We both got Carolina.
If you're not following us
one,
on Facebook
two,
or Twitter,
three,
what the
four,
heck's wrong with you?
We differ on
I
four
declare a thumb
war.
Pick
games.
A challenge game. Just do it.
There are no challenges.
Just pick a challenge game.
There are no okay.
You could get closer, and it could be really exciting. You could say at the end of the year, I only lost by one game.
Okay.
That'd have more dignity
then,
than I got my ass
way,
handed to me on a plate.
I will take
you're
going to
take
Houston.
You're going to take Houston. Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
I'll take Houston.
Since
over.
I'm making a crazy pick tonight on Thursday Night Football.
Jeff making crazy talk.
Okay, that's what we got. So get out there. What's our
Facebook
handle?
NFL Rants and Raves. The full thing. Just
spell it
out.
NFL Rants and Raves.
Facebook.com/NFL Rants
and Raves. On Twitter, there's a little bit more action on Twitter.
NFL R&R.
See, we got quality versus quantity. You choose. Why not just do both?
Yes. There you go.
And, Steven, Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you. I love how these champagne glasses, they very nice.
They're not champagne glasses. They're wine glasses.
Wine
glasses. Champagne glasses are narrower.
You're right. They are narrower. But these,
the
error. I meant, you know what? It's a happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And I am expecting
happy
a
holidays.
Very big present from you.
It's about that big.
That big. What could that
dimensions
be?
Dimensions don't mean squat, dude, in the realm of presence.
What is in there?
That
what,
big. No,
I know.
It's out of the box, that
be?
Big.
That out of the biggest, that box?
Out of the biggest.
Is it a football?
I've been drinking.
Is it a football?
No.
Is it a Dallas Cowboy gnome statue?
It's the turd.
No, I do not want that.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
I'm Steven Ferrant. Steven Miranda for NFL Rants and Raves.
I'm the one who's been drinking.